In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
On this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, we're reminded from our blessed Lord himself that baptism is not the only sacrament that is necessary for salvation. Actually, our catechism reminds us that each of the sacraments are necessary for salvation. But the words in John chapter 6, our blessed Lord reminds us, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. But whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. What a gift. What a true, incredible gift to be able to come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass and to be able to receive this living bread come down from heaven, the bread of angels that is truly no longer bread of this earth, but becomes, through the miracle of transubstantiation, Jesus's very own flesh. And he says so quite clearly in his own words. And I love the translation of the hymn Adoro Te Devote that we'll sing as we process later this evening. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. Jesus tells us elsewhere in the gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if he is the truth, we can expect him to speak truly. Otherwise, what else is true? And he tells us today explicitly, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Unfortunately, some of the Protestants that we interact with will say, well, this is Jesus speaking figuratively, like he does elsewhere in the gospel when he says, I am the door. Well, he's not literally a door, right? But here we see Jesus speaking very clearly and very explicitly. And we also see immediately following this, go on and read John chapter 6 in your own Bibles at home, because we see Jesus allowing some of his disciples to be able to leave him because they don't accept this hard teaching on the Eucharist. So many of the disciples walked away because they did not understand and they did not believe. And Jesus asks his disciples, will you also leave? And Peter says, Lord, to whom else will we go? And so when it comes to the Holy Eucharist, to whom else will we go? We have no other place to be able to come on this earth and truly meet our blessed Lord face to face. The author Flannery O'Connor put it rather explicitly, saying, if it's just a symbol or if it's just bread, well then, to hell with it. Because if it's just a symbol, if it is just bread, if Jesus was only speaking figuratively, then what we do at this Mass when we come to worship would be idolatry. But truth himself speaks truly, and Jesus speaks truly when he tells us of the necessity of eating his flesh. And so we come to this Mass with the incredible opportunity to be able to consume our blessed Lord and to be able to receive the eternal life within us. Lex orandi, lex credendi. The law of prayer is the law of belief, or the way that we pray as Catholics shapes how we believe. And so the signs of reverence, the signs of devotion, whether it's large ways or small ways that we have to be able to express our prayer, the way that we express our belief helps us to understand what we believe. The way that we pray helps us to understand what we believe. Why is it good that we receive kneeling and on the tongue? Because we want to be able to receive, we want to be able to show our blessed Lord as much reverence and honor as possible. Lex orandi, lex credendi. Why is it good that in this time of prayer and worship that we take our blessed Lord into procession, into the streets, not only to allow his presence to bless the streets and the city around us, but to be able for us to be able to say, I want to express my belief as well and grow in my belief. Our bishops have asked for a time of Eucharistic revival. And that revival, that's almost like a medical term, right? You think of somebody who's lying comatose or who's lying in a hospital bed, and they need to be revived. They need to be brought back to life again. And this isn't just a Eucharistic revival for somebody else over there. This is a revival for each of us, for you and me ourselves, to be able to examine, how do I pray? How do I believe? And truly, how do I live that prayer and belief about the Eucharist? Because the lex orandi, lex credendi can continue to be able to say lex viviendi. The law of prayer leads to the law of belief, leads to the law of the way that I live. And so if we want to be able to have that our belief in the Eucharist revived, right, we want to be able to express that in the way that we live. And so we can ask ourselves, like, when can I take an extra opportunity throughout my week or throughout my month to be able to come to a Mass that I'm not obliged to be able to go to? Can I come to extra periods of adoration throughout the week? Because when how we pray shapes what we believe and we begin to truly love Him who we believe in, the way that we live changes. And we can set time aside in our calendars and we can set time aside in our lives to be able to spend time with the Blessed Sacrament. Now, because of work and family schedules, not everybody can come every day. Nobody here is a Carmelite nun, and so you're not required to do that, right? And yet, it is wonderful to be able to take the opportunities when we do have those extra times, periods of vacation as we enter into the summer, to be able to not lessen the amount of time we spend in front of Jesus, but to be able to increase that time as well. That's a suggestion from our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. Right? We don't want to simply come before the Eucharist out of a sense of obligation, but to be able to come with our hearts alive, revived, alive with that love of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Bishop Bricken, in his pastoral letter on the Eucharist that he released last year, suggests 5 different ways to be able to enliven our faith in the Eucharist and to be able to enliven our faith in the Mass. And the first one almost seems counterintuitive. But if our faith in the Mass, if our experience of the Mass doesn't seem very alive, Bishop Bricken actually says the first thing that you do is go to extra Masses. To take the opportunity to come to extra Masses throughout the week. Because the more that we come to Mass, the more that we can allow the graces of the sacrament to overwhelm us. It might seem counterintuitive, and yet I can speak from my own experience. Having the chance to be able to begin attending daily Mass after a retreat when I was in high school, and then continuing that into college and throughout seminary and now as a priest, has been one of the ways that has helped me to be able to see the incredible gift that the Mass is. Not just simply a ritual or a rote prayer, but a true gift that comes from God. When you come forward and kneel at the communion rail to be able to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, the priest says, Corpus Domini Nostri, Jesu Christi custodiat animam tuum in vitam aeternam. You might not hear him say it because it's said quickly and in a rather low voice. But may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ bring your soul to eternal life. That's what we are instructed right before we receive the Holy Communion. May the body of Christ bring your soul to eternal life. What could be more important than that, right? If it's just a sign, if it's not true, if it's just a symbol, if it's not real, again, like Flannery O'Connor, to hell with it. But if it's true, what could be more important than that? What if instead of saying may the body of Christ bring your soul to eternal life, what if instead of hearing Corpus Domini Nostri Jesu Christi custodiat animam tuum in vitam aeternam, what if the priest instead said $1,000 and handed out $1,000, and then the next person $1,000 and handed out a pile of cold hard cash, $1,000, right? And just down the line, and every time that we came forward, we received that cash. Well, like, how long would the communion lines be, right? But what's more important, God or gold? If you were told that again tomorrow and the next day after that, the priest was going to hand out $1,000, what's more important, God or gold? What's more important, $1,000 right now or our souls being brought to eternal life as well? Now again, not everyone has that opportunity to come to a daily Mass, but the more that we come, the more that we live our belief out in our belief in the Eucharist in our lives, the more that we trust in the Lord, the words that our blessed Lord has told us, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you. the more that we allow ourselves to be brought into Jesus' presence in the Blessed Sacrament and make ourselves available to the grace that he is offering to us, the more we're living our lives in union with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.